Murray living Chayotim Chalcha Palus Simon Beis, and he deals with the situation where a person is not able to say Kriya Shema at the right time together with Tefillah, so he should say Kriya Shema early and then daven later. So he gives two examples. Hatar Batzolos Mamoni, a person who is distracted with saving his money. So normally we don't say the person's patur from mitzvah just because he's going to lose some money, but a person will be losing more than one fifth of his property, his nechassim. So a person not mechuyev to give up more than a fifth of his nechassim to pay for a mitzvah aseh. So if the loss over here is going to be more than a fifth, so he's distracted. He's halachically allowed to be distracted and be involved in saving his money. Just simply, he got up late, whatever reason, he's stopping by minyan, and he's worried that they're going to miss Zman Kriya Shema. So Mutalikra's Kriya Shema, he'll say Kriya Shema by itself right now. He will later on say Birchus Kriya Shema. He will say within Birchus Kriya Shema the paragraphs of Shema as well. He'll have kabbalah. He's not trying to be moisev onto the mitzvah because the person is not supposed to be moisev onto the mitzvah. The Baruch says, the Baruch Shalom says, do this mitzvah once, and I say I'll do it twice. So that's not the appropriate thing to do. Not clear. Maybe it's machlok to shut him if you'd be over the Isser derais of Baal Tosef in that circumstance. So you're not changing the mitzvah, you're just doing it a second time. But you shouldn't do it a second time to fulfill the mitzvah because you already fulfilled the mitzvah. But what you should do is have in mind Kekar B'Torah, that you're reading the parashas, some parashas from the Torah, that you're not getting involved in trying to add onto the mitzvah. You're just learning. You're learning some psukim from the Torah. Now the person said all three parashas early, because we said before that person is supposed to say the parashah of Tzitzis, which contains, you see, the mitzvah of Zechiris, you see, Mitzrayim, even though that mitzvah really is a mitzvah which applies the whole day. Because I'll tie it together with Kriya Shema. So if a person should say Kriya Shema early because he's worried about the time, or he's saying Kriya Shema early to be Yotze because he can't interrupt for a full tefillah, so he should say all three parashiyos. Let's say a person is traveling and he was walking and he wants to be able to daven standing still, or he's seated in a wagon, he can't stand, he wants to be able to daven standing. So a person is allowed to wait till later. He knows that within X amount of time he's going to reach their destination, or at least a place where they can get out, and he can daven then, standing still, standing. So a person wants to read. Problem is, by then, the Kriya Shema, it'll be too late for Kriya Shema. So he's allowed to say Kriya Shema now without a bracha. And later on, he'll daven. Now, what does daven have to do with saying Birchus Kriya Shema? The answer is, but he wants to be Samer Kula L'Tfila. So to do that, he needs to leave Birchus Kriya Shema until later on to allow him to finish up Gal Yisrael and Sachar Nesrei. So that is a valid when he gets to his host. So he'll say the Birchus Kriya Shema. He'll say the words of Shema as if he's reading from the Torah, and then he will daven Shor Nesrei, having put in the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv with the Gval Yisrael, and then the Smichas Gula Tfilo. Now he moves into another scenario where a person is not just Torah, or he's worried about missing Zman Kriya Shema, but he has a valid activity which will allow him to be putter from Shema. A person who is doing the mitzvah of taking care of the needs of the tzibur. I feel about Tzolot Mamanim, he's busy dealing with the government, trying to arrange something, even if that arrangement is at Tzolot Mamanim. But for him, it's a mitzvah. Vein misham mishi yishtadl elahu. The only person available to really deal with this is him. So he can't interrupt lo yapsik, because he has to take care of this mitzvah of taking care of the money of the tzibur. He has to finish off, what he should do is finish off whatever he's dealing with. And he'll read Shema afterwards. If it's still within the time of Kriya Shema. If a person was not able to say Shema within the proper a lot of time because he was busy with this, and he ended up with a mitzvah potter and a mitzvah, but he should say Yitzis Mitzrayim, Parshat Tzitzis, and that applies the whole day. And if he can find the time to pause to say the pasuk of Shema and the phrase of Baruch Shem, which that's usually fairly easy to do, to find that time, if he could, he should do that. According to many poskim, that's Iker Kriya Shema. So he fulfilled Iker Kriya Shema in the right time by saying that first pasuk and Baruch Shem. So we said before, obviously if a person has a choice, he should say all three parashiyos. All two parashiyos could be as the Raisa, the Mechlok is Rishonim, but there is opinions which say that only the first pasuk is the Raisa, so at least the mitzvah of the Raisa of Kriya Shema you will fulfill by in the appropriate time. Have a good day.